Good morning. You are tuned to 90.7 WGXC. This is Zoom. Every Monday, live handmade assemblage. We open a box of stuff and try to fit round pegs and square holes the other way around. So this one is Mail Order Monsters. And hopefully you get into it. So stay tuned. Lots of stuff to tell you, but get your head together first.
That hen is on the ground and is excited. You know, there's a multitude of calls that a turkey will make once they're on the ground. But when a hen desires to be with the gobbler, she's going to be excited. As a hunter, we want to sound excited. And just like human language, we want to add inflection. Excited yelping will help get this gobbler fired up and hopefully get him coming in your direction.
Basically, this call is done just like we have talked about earlier, yelps, with just maybe a little bit more speed and a lot more emotion.
This is my go-to call.
You want to put your feeling into this one.
Your introduction to the Giants of Jazz series will be the Louis Armstrong. To audition nearly 40 Louis Armstrong classics.
Hey, in my part of the country, we call that yes.
Without obligation to buy, simply return the accompanying reservation form.
You can really hear that hen's excitement when she left the roost. That is a fly-down cackle. She may make this vocalization when she leaves the roost or flies to the ground. In a hunting situation, we are just letting that old gobbler know that we are on the ground and ready for business. Basically, we start with some soft clucks. You can do this by just saying the words pit or puck into the call. Remember to start soft.
Then when she leaves the roost, it's like an explosion of sharp clucks and cuts as she heads for the ground. Not every hen will do this, but it will make that conversation with that old gobbler even more natural.
I like to add some real excitement into mine.
Fortunate traveler in front of her red brick priory, set among oak trees, green lawns, and flower beds. Oh, do come in and see my mental ward and the wonderful things we are doing for the nation. She shows Audrey into a bare, cold wardrobe, crayon drawings on the wall. The nun walks up and down the room. The patients are busy with plasticine and crayons. Looks like a kindergarten, but some of the children are middle-aged. The door clicks shut and her voice changes. You'll find plasticine and crayons over there. You must have permission to leave the room for any purpose. A paunchy guard with a tin helmet and wide leather belt stands beside her. And so the years passed. Sometimes, as a special treat, there were nature walks in the garden. Bob there with three snarling Alsatians on a lead. The patients could watch a praying mantis eat her meal. Daily confessions were heard by the green nun on a lie detector that could also give a very nasty shock in the nasty places. While the green nun intoned slowly, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." These confessions she wrote out in green ink, keeping a separate ledger book for each patient. Once, after a particularly degraded confession, she levitated to the ceiling in the presence of an awed young nun. Every night, she put on Christ's drag with a shimmering halo and visited some young nun in her cell. She liked to think of herself as the nun in a poem by Sarah Teasdale. Infinite tenderness, infinite irony is hidden forever in her closed eyes, who must have learned too well in her long loneliness how empty wisdom is, even. She was an inveterate hypochondriac and dosed herself liberally with laudanum. As a result, she suffered from chronic constipation, which could put a comely young nun on high colonic duty. This honor was invariably followed by a nocturnal visit from Christ with a strap on. In her youth, the green nun toyed with the idea of ordering Bob to raid a sperm bank. Then she could claim the Christ child. She put aside these ambitious thoughts. Her work in the kindergarten was more important than worldly glamour. Her picture on the cover of Love.
Thank you.
she left the roost. That is a fly-down cackle. She may make this vocalization when she leaves the roost or flies to the ground. In a hunting situation, we are just letting that old gobbler know that we are on the ground and ready for business. Basically, we start with some soft clucks. You can do this by just saying the words pit or puck into the call. Remember to start soft.
Then when she leaves the roost, it's like an explosion of sharp clucks and cuts as she heads for the ground. Not every hen will do this, but it will make it conversation with that old gobbler even more
on the ground and is excited.
Has quite a bird.
You know, there's a multitude of calls that a turkey will make once they're on the ground. But when a hen desires to be with the gobbler, she's going to be excited. As a hunter, we want to sound excited. And just like human language, we want to add inflection. Excited yelping to help get this gobbler fired up and hopefully get him coming in your direction.
Basically, this call is done just like we had talked about earlier, yelp. With just maybe a little bit more speed and a lot more emotion.
This is my go-to call.
You want to put your feeling into this one.
Hey, in my part of the country, we call that yep.
Go along with excited yelping, let's talk about cutting. This is when a hen is at her most excited point and she is either desiring to be with the gobbler or she is really upset with another hen in her area. For most turkey hunters today, this is their bread and butter call to get a gobbler cranked up.
It's just a sharp cluck. How many people try to go too fast, start slow, and build up the speed? It doesn't have to be fast. Thank you.
some excited yelps in my cover.
Tuned to 90.7 WGXC. This is Zoom, and I'm Tyson, the guy at the art gallery who eats too many strawberries, drinks too much wine, and goes and vomits in the corner. But it wasn't the strawberries and wine that made me sick. It was the art. So, stay tuned. Mr. Lincoln Mayorga is in the house. He's going to do another fine edition of the Monday Musical Matinee. This has been the Mail Order Monsters edition. Hopefully it lived up to its title. Kind of impressionistic. Just send away for stuff and you hope you're going to get something really cool, and when you open the box, you get what you get. So, 90.7 WGXC, we are a people-powered radio. We are community-supported. You keep us alive. WGXC.org, check us out. We've got a massive archive. Last time I checked, there was 7,000 things you could choose from in our archive. So not only are we on real time, but we're also in the past. You can listen to it again. So lots of really cool stuff going on here. And did anybody catch the Human Machine Existenz this week? Another fantastic program on WGXC. And the Rock and Roll Martian last night. And everything else. So stay tuned. 90.7 WGXC, People Powered Radio, community supported, WGXC.org. This is Zoom. I'll be back again next week with another show. please tune in. It's Handmade Assemblage Radio for you. Thank you. And live in peace. The world's crazy. Bye-bye.